Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. Good, beautiful morning, Saturday morning. I'm sitting at the table with my co-host live here in South Florida at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. Having a little difficulty with the computer this morning, so bear with me. In the meantime, I'm going to let Cynthia say hello and give us a prayer.
Good morning, audience, and thank you for joining us. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father God, for the task of bringing the good news to mothers and daughters around the world. Thank you, Father God, for we have come this morning just to be able just to share some light. Light concerning issues and concerns. If you put it in our hearts, other mothers and daughters have concerns and some of those same concerns. So we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we continue to be on this journey. This is a journey that is like no other journey that we have embarked upon. And so we just thank you for calling us. We thank you for our audience, one by one, name by name. We pray, Father God, that something will be said that will give them clarity of maybe a concern or an issue that they may have been facing or having some questions about. And we just thank you that you've chosen us to do this task, Dr. Fletcher, and her obedience and my following of that obedience. So I just thank you for choosing us, and we will do all we can to keep it going for as long as you would have us to do it. And with that, we say amen. We miss you, Deborah. We miss you, Frida. And we look forward to you guys joining us next week. And I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Amen.
Okay. We're coming up with the computer now so I could see who's there. Could not get in to actually see the switchboard, so I apologize for that. So let's see, give me a moment here. It's always an interesting morning. Love it. God is moving, I'm telling you. Let's see, we're here. There we go. We're getting better at this thing. Some Saturday mornings, you know, I don't like to start with a negative, so I won't. All is well. And we are doing what we need to do to make sure that you hear us out there and that you get the message that God wants us to talk about today. And he's just doing his thing, you know. But in the meantime, we'll talk a little bit just so that the computer won't take up my time and mess me up, and Cynthia sitting here with me. We're going to just give you a little background. I'm going to give you some background on what happened the last 3 weeks. The last 3 weeks, Cynthia has hosted with Deborah, and I've been busy with moving around, speaking engagements, book signings, and Cynthia's been holding down the fort and having
guests with her, and Deborah has been working with her with the show, and they've been talking about codependency no more, which became very, very interesting. If you didn't hear last week's wrap-up, you should go back and hear that. We did a 30-minute wrap-up, and I tell you, it was really, really good. I was driving to a conference, and as I was driving, I was listening, and I was saying to myself, this is good. You know, I was enjoying it as I was riding along in the car, so I knew that this is what the audience is hearing when we're on the air, and it came across, and it was really healing for me. And not that I'm above healing, but it's healing for me as when I can hear our own program and we're being healed. All right, so now we are looking at the system, and it's back up. Thank you, Lord. Okay, we're good to go. I just had to turn my face from the computer and look another way. I was I'm not doing that. This is going to work. All right, so now because I have a built-in base that I work from just so that I don't go all around the world and come back again and wear you out. So, again, good morning. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. It's a beautiful holiday weekend. I keep forgetting it's Memorial Day weekend. I want everybody out there to be safe, have a good time, enjoy your families and some fun, but also keep your eyes on the prize. Watch your children. Watch your surroundings and keep God in front of you and so that you can be safe. Our platform is on Ezekiel 16:44, which says, as is the mother, so is the daughter. So think about that. Mothers, who are you being? Because up the road, 10, 15, 20 years, those same personalities, same traits, same thoughts, words are going to creep into your daughter's mind and try to take a place there because of the similarity between the mother and the daughter. I see that on the switchboard that we do have Frida. Frida's with us this morning. We haven't, she hasn't been with us for a couple of weeks due to some things that she was doing. So we'll get back to you a little bit, Frida, for joining us this morning. And let's see what else we need to talk about. We just want to thank God this morning for all the things that he's doing with Cynthia and myself as we set up the training and school for the Bible College. And if you text me, it kind of interferes with what I'm doing. Let's see, because it brings up a sound. So hold your text to the end pretty much if you all can. Let's see where I am. We're setting up the Bible school. Got to get my thoughts back together because the text just kind of throws me off a little bit there. I have to stop and look. Set up the Bible school and actually getting the women in the correctional center focused on their transition. And they are excited. We are excited. We've worked night and day to make this happen. I'm saying this just to let you know, to keep us in your prayers, to know that we are out here doing the very best that we can, and God has an assignment for each of us, and we just need to know what that assignment is and focus on it no matter what it looks like, no matter how hard it seems. Just keep going, because if God asks you to do it, it will turn out the way that he wanted to turn out if you do what he asks you to do. So we just want to say thank you to everyone in the prison that is helping us, all the ladies that are there that is participating. It is absolutely exciting. We'll tell you a little bit more details later on, but just wanted you to know that this venture has really helped Cynthia and I just focus on our own hearts and seeing how big this is. You know, when you're talking about it and walking through it, it's one thing, but when you really sit down and you can see God in it, you can see how big it is. And it is huge, huge. And he asked us to head it up. That's the most miraculous thing there, because we're just two humble servants. And we don't have enough sense to quit, so we're going to keep going, and you're going to see some of the benefits from this program. So with that being said, we'll talk about, I don't think I even got to put in the topic for the day, but the topic in my writings, the topic for the day is mothers, let me see, oh, mothers, when you think it's not working, it is. It's so amazing. And Cynthia kind of hit it on that in the prayer. I said, Lord, have mercy. There you go. When you think it's not working, it is. That you can depend on. It is working. Because there's nothing that you ask God for that he won't do for you. It's just that patience, the willingness to wait. And I have you know, all that I've written this morning is gone. It's so amazing, you guys. I tell you, my battery is gone. And when I moved the computer, everything that I wrote was gone. But it's in my heart and it's in my spirit. So that's the topic that we're dealing with this morning. It is mothers. When you think that it is not working, well, it is. It is working. And so when I think about that, I think about when we have things going what we think right in our life, we don't focus maybe ourselves. We focus on the world. We focus on the news. We focus on all the activity. And Lord knows there's a lot of stuff going on right now that will keep you glued right in front of the television. For a person myself, don't even like television. Not say don't like television, don't watch a lot of things on television, very selective, have been watching some of the things that happen because it will draw your attention and you could get caught up like a whirlwind. And we do that with things all around us, other people's business, things that they're doing, things that, you know, we think people should do, and they're not doing it the way that we should. As we ride around sometimes, going from one place to the other, people cut in front of you. They won't let you in. And they end up at the same red light. You look at them, you say, what was the thinking? Why were they in such a hurry? Why were they so angry that they couldn't? You put your blinker on and they won't let you in. You know, all of these things just crowd your mind. And all of a sudden, your interconversation is just filtrated with thoughts and thoughts and thoughts. And a lot of them are not very good thoughts, you know, because if you see someone put their blinker on, then, you know, the first thing you want to do is yield and let them in. That's a courtesy. That's a love move. Or if you, you know, hear someone, if they're at the light, give them a second if they don't see the light. You know, maybe they're thinking, maybe they're praying, maybe they're looking, there's just something caught their eye. Give them a second. But I noticed, especially in Florida, the light just flipped and then bam, bam, bam. I'm like, wow, tension. So much emulation of what people have done to you that you repeat. Think about that. Think about it. But let's look at, with all those things going on, let something happen to you personally. You could cut off the television, conversations with other people, the hurriedness, the shortness, because what it will do, it will make you focus. Personal issue is at that time. Say, for instance, you burn your arm or you cut your arm. It could be very small, but you're going to focus on that because you want that thing to heal. You want it to be restored, so you're going to watch it. And then it gets as far as having some type of disease. All of a sudden, you know, the world becomes very small around you because your focus now is on your own personal issue. Just think, if we did that on a daily basis, actually just focus on what our needs are, what God wants us to do, because that's the only business that we have here, is to serve God. About it, if we just only focus on what God wanted us to do and how he wanted us to do it, we will have less attention to what's going on in the world. And if everybody did that, the things that's going on in the world wouldn't be going on in the world because they wouldn't have time to get out there and allow Satan to enter or filtrate their minds with some foolish thoughts, to put a bomb on and blow yourself up in a crowd of people. You know that's not God. So the enemy has a way to get you to think. And that's when he says, lead us not into temptation. That's a temptation. Anything that's not God and you being told to do it, that's temptation from the enemy. And we have to be very careful because that's when we go off and start thinking as the world thinks. But before we do anything, we need to ask, is this God? If it's not good, it's not God. So, brothers, when you think it's not going well, I want you to say, but it is. Because when you say, but it is, that's faith. But it is, that's faith. But it is, that's faith. That means you deny what is saying it's not going to happen, it's going well, then you're going to take your faith and say, but it is. Whatever it is that Satan is trying to put in your mind, it is working. Why hadn't he done it for you now? What's taking him so long? None of your business, Satan. But it is. It is working. And that can be a new thing that you add just to build your faith. Because when I see things seems like it's not working in my life, when I don't talk to God about it, when he was talking to me this morning, he said, Desi, it may look like it's not, but I told you I would. I told you I would do it. And if I told you I would do it, I'm going to do it. And then he reminded me of some things that he's done. So when the enemy comes and say, no, he's not going to do it for you, you could talk night and day, he's not going to do it for you. Then you look back and see the things that God has done for you. Measure, add those things up. You're a child of God. He has to do it because you have done what he asked you to do. You accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You believe that he was raised from the dead and sitting at the right hand of the Father. You're a doer of his word. You fear him by not doing what you think you should do. You align yourself with the word and become a doer of that word. His word cannot fail. Because he said, if my word failed, then heaven and earth would pass away. So, guess what? When you think it's not working, it looks like it's not working, it smells like it's not working, it sounds like it's not working, come on. But it is. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that when you're dealing with your daughters and you're dealing with your situation. But it is. Okay, so now that's my take on it, and then I'm going to open up the mic and let Cynthia tell you a little bit about what she's thinking. We got Frieda on the line. Frieda, we're going to come to you and get your opinion on it, and I'll go on the line to see if anybody else wants to talk. Just click one, and we'll take this on. I just wanted to get that out because God placed that on my heart this morning. Just let them know, even though the enemy tried to fool them, to know that it is working. It is working. And if you believe that, it'll show up in your life. Betty?
A couple of things came to mind, Dr. Fletcher, as you were saying that. First things first, when negativity comes, there's scripture that supports that we are to cast those things down. You can't have faith and doubt at the same time. So casting those negative thoughts down to what you're believing for is your way of saying it is working. And another thing came to my mind as you were talking. When we are in doubt, and we will be in doubt because we've been waiting, we've been working. It's just human nature to think that what you're doing is not working because you're spinning and it seems as though we're on this vicious life cycle, if you will, or Ferris wheel, and it's just spinning. But when you are tempted to get out of faith, and God's instructions are so simple, Dr. Fletcher, he says, only believe. In those times when you don't think it's working, just go back to the word and remember what he said. Despite the negative thoughts that's going on in your mind, he says that he's not a man that can lie, number one. It's just a matter of you standing when you've done all that you can do and just trusting him. It is absolutely impossible to have faith and fear at the same time. It's also impossible to believe and not believe at the same time. So, mothers, we're going to have to make a choice. When life is happening and when it don't look like things are happening according to what you believe in God for, you just have to make up your mind that you're going to stand, that you're going to cast those negative thoughts down, and you're not going to let the enemy talk you out of what God has put in your heart. Because it's so easy to try to go back. Just looking at my own life, Dr. Fletcher, how many times I tried to go back to radiology, which was my love. That was my first career. And I tell you, I tried to go back several times because I didn't think it was working for the call that he called me on my life. But it never worked out for me when I went back. I've never had a job where I didn't get along with people. But this last time that I tried to go back to radiology, it was 3 months of pure Hades. I promise you, I wanted to drive off the bridge every weekend. I had to drive to that job. It's only because I was out of obedience, and I wasn't supposed to be there. He's called me to do something, and I'm because of uncertainties and don't seem like I'm moving fast enough in his direction of what he's called me to do, I'm trying to go back because that's my comfort zone. You can't go back. It don't work for you. Because that one thing that you used to enjoy, you will not enjoy it if you're in disobedience. And you will be tormented. Because every day, well, you know, and I tell you, 90 days after starting that job and going through what I went through those 3 months, I walked in one day and I told the person, thank you for the opportunity, but this not working for me. And that's when I got back on track. It's okay, moms, that you get off track. But the thing is to come back and just stay focused. And do what he has called you to do. Because if he's called you to it, he'll see you through it. And it's not easy. It's not easy trusting. It's not easy walking in a direction that you don't even have a clue when you're going to get there. You know you're going to get there if you stay the course, but you just don't know when you're going to get there. And that's my take on it. Thanks for allowing me to share, Dr. Fletcher.
That's a good take. You're on the journey, and the only way you're going to get off the journey is that you die. So as long as you're on the journey, you might as well believe.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, what else do you have?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you can't go back. Now, see, this is what I tell my clients. You know, when they come in there, for those out there that don't know, I'm a Christian clinical psychologist. When they come into the office and they start talking about wanting to go back, and I say, you know, even in a marriage, someone separates. And they want to go back. You can't go back to the same person or be the same person. You can get married again. You can move back in the house again. But you can't go back to that same. You got to move forward. You got to become a new person.
And see, people,
you got to look at.
Pick up where you left
yeah,
off.
Yeah, pick up where you left. You can't pick up where you left off. You, some time have gone between there. Some situations have gone between there. Some life has happened. So you're not the same person, and they are not the same person. So you got two new people coming in trying to go back and start where it was, and it won't work. You got to say, okay, baby, this is where we were. It didn't work. Now, this is 5 years that we've been apart. I've lived 5 years worth of life. You've lived 5 years worth of life. We got to start all over again.
And you have to just ask.
You have
where
to recreate. Create a whole new part of the journey.
Yeah.
Because the journey is going to keep going. And you can, and we're not made to go back. We are made to live in the present.
Come on now.
As we're in the present, what happens? It's like being on the treadmill. You're standing in the present, and the treadmill is carrying you. Because God is the treadmill. He's going to carry you where he wants you to go. Now, if you want to jump off, he'll allow you to jump off. He allowed you to say, no, I don't want to keep going down this road. But if you just stand still, that's why he said, be still and know that I am God, meaning that you don't have to do nothing. Just follow the instructions. To know, if we know something, you got faith in it. Because you say, I know that. The old folks used to say, I know that for myself. Nobody don't have to tell me, I know that. So you know God, and you know God is not going to fail you. And yes, the only thing you can hold on to, because the test is, and the temptation comes, is to test whether you really believe that you know. That's the test. Do you really believe that you know? And if you say, well, I'm not, well, hey, doubt, you just jumped off the treadmill. So the topic this morning is mothers. When it looks like it's not working, comma, it is. So let me see where Frida is here. You want to add anything else to that, Wendy?
No, I think you hit it dead on the spot. You just have to know. You have to know that you know. And I say that a lot. And sometimes I'm in church and I'm saying that out loud, not even realizing that I'm saying it out loud. Because it appears that God himself, you know, have reminded me, I know exactly where you are on your journey. Mm-hmm. And you are right where you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Just have faith. And his instructions are just that simple. Just have faith.
Well, the part that we're not going to talk about having faith.
Frida? Good morning,
Frida. Yes. Hey, good morning.
How are you?
No, at perfect time, and my godchildren just entered into the house.
Oh, okay.
Y'all talk about faith and everything, and I expected them to be here earlier, but they just arrived and just put in their suitcases and everything in the bedroom.
Okay, well, what we're doing now, we want to see what do you think about the topic this morning, mothers, when it looks like it's not working. It is.
Well, I agree with the both of you. It's just a faith walk, and I know sometimes the flesh. When you look at it in the flesh, in your natural eyes, that's when we could get off course. But it's in the spiritual realm that it's already done. But we waver and like, oh my gosh, you know, well, what's going on? But God is already working it out. People say behind the scenes. I like to say on the sideline, in the front, all around, surrounding. But we're not able to see it in the tangible. But in the supernatural, in already in spirit realm, God is already it's a done deal. Just, you know, believing and waiting for the manifestation while you wait. Prime example, I'm looking at two children here. I've been in this house since 2009. All the time, you know, I went to the foster parenting class and finished that, and then had a situation with something in a community that was a hindrance that didn't allow me at that particular time to be able to get, you know, the finalization. But looking back, doing in January, just, you know, going before the Lord, and here it is, 2009 is 2017, for really the very first time. It's children that are going to be spending the night over my home.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen overnight.
Right.
When I first, you know, heard the Lord was landing on my heart as far as opening my home to children, but within the process of just the waiting, yeah, I was like, oh, my gosh, what in the world is, you know, going on? I thought I heard this, but it's a process. It may not be immediate. But just hold on.
Yeah, you know, and it's so amazing because when we were there in January, and We thought that we were there for other reasons and actually were there just basically to celebrate what God wanted to do in your life. And
yes,
I looked back
Jesus.
At that and I said, look at God, you know, it was really all about you that weekend. God just showed up and your prayers were answered. And I thought about that. I said, she has been patient. She has been faithful. She has believed God. And now God has placed children in her life. And children that you can, you know, your godchildren that means more to you. Well, I want to say mean more to you. They have a special place in your heart because
yes,
you have a responsibility to those children. Even though as an educator, you have responsibility and you love them, but the connection now is deeper because if something happens to their parents, God forbid, you know, you have to move in and actually be the parent. So you're getting to be the parent of many children. That's the way I looked at you. I said, you know, God has chosen
Amen.
You to be the parent of many children, but he knew where your heart was. He knew you wanted to deposit some things into a child that you could look back and say, you know, I helped this one. This one belongs to me. I understand it because everybody wants mm-hmm. to have a child of their own, and I just thank God, and I thank you for waiting and believing God. And now this weekend, you got two. You got a boy and a girl. God's so good he gave
you. Yeah, a boy and a girl. Their parents are celebrating their wedding anniversary, and God said, well, bring them over.
Yeah, that's what God parents are for. Hold on a moment.
And think about this, Rita. Look at all the years you poured in as an educator. You served way before God decided to give you your godchildren. He is
yes.
faithful when you are faithful to him. And so if he calls you to do a task and all of your blessings came out of, now you know, because you haven't been a mother, you know how to be a mother because you've been serving so many children. And so all of the years that you put in as an educator has paid off for you. God said he is a rewarder of those who believe. And you believed, and God made it happen, and I'm just like it is so awesome to. And I saw the pictures that you sent of you and your godson as he graduated from kindergarten, and it was just so beautiful. You guys look so awesome together this weekend, and now you have him over for the weekend, so that is like super cool.
Hello, I graduated.
Hello, I graduated.
My name is.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Lyndon.
Your name is what now?
Lyndon.
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 How are you doing? Lyndon. How are you doing, Lyndon?
Good.
Great. So you get to spend the weekend with your godmother.
Okay.
Yes. I'm sure you know who we are. We met you at your grandmother's house in January, so... We know who you are, and it's good to have you on the radio with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
And who are we speaking with?
This is Olivia.
Yes, I know your name, but I want the radio audience to hear you say it. So how do you feel about being over at your godmother's house today?
Pretty good so far.
Pretty good. You just walked in, huh?
Yeah, they just walked in about the 10:15, about 10 minutes ago. It's that.
Yeah.
They're here with their books and their mat.
Olivia, I just wanted to say, you know, when we met you at the Mother and Daughter Conference that, you know, no one knew that God had appointed you, had chosen you specially for Frida. And we're just so proud of that because as mothers, we know her desire to become a mother. And when God chose you, we knew that weekend was special. We couldn't put our hands on it. We just knew God was all in it. And when it ended up, that was the reason that we was there, we were very excited. So I haven't had a chance to talk to you about that. And the radio audience, I just want you to know she's a beautiful young lady. She's smart. She's tall for age, and she's just all of that. And so we just thank you. God made the best choice by choosing you
to be Frida's goddaughter, and we can imagine any other daughter being her goddaughter but you, and Lyndon, you being her godson. So thank you all for sharing this morning with us, and we'll talk with you later, okay?
Okay.
All right. Y'all enjoy.
We'll give everybody the part two later on for another occasion. What happened? A Barry's birthday celebration about the husband coming in the picture. We'll tell you about that later.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Bye bye. All right. That was Frida, one of our co-hosts that has been with us for a couple weeks. She's been on assignment, and we all now got her sending us different places to do different things. What I wanted to say to you this morning, the message that you just heard, if you didn't get it, was here's a lady that has worked with children all of her life and have wondered, you know, God, why not me? Why not me? And at this point in her life, and I won't say her age or anything like that, but, you know, she's at the age where, you know, if it's going to happen, Lord, it's got to happen now. And God has placed in her life two of the most beautiful children, and the parents are absolutely wonderful. And just all of a sudden they say, Olivia wanted Frida to be her godmother. It wasn't her mother's thing. When she came to the mother and daughter conference, they bond just, she requested from her mother, if she had to choose a godmother, she wanted Frida to be the godmother. And I'm telling you, Frida has been on a high ever since. Nobody can take that joy. So when you're out here and you have children that you have bore on your own, let me tell you, don't take that for granted. There's so many people out here want to have children, don't have them, can't even adopt. Sometimes the adoption agencies, you know, play the games with them. And they really suffer in their hearts and their minds because they feel like they are missing a key element, and that is the deposit who they are back into their children. Just like a man wants to have a son. He wants to have a son because he wants that son to come up and emulate him when he's gone. He's got a legacy going on. Well, a mother wants a daughter to come up, you know. I hope to deposit in my daughter things that she will deposit in her children, and then her children deposit into their children, so I can live on and on and on, because I know my mother lives in me and in my daughter right now, even into the oldest grandson, because he can remember her. So this is not just traveling on a journey. This is traveling with a purpose, and that's what we say. It's with a purpose. It's God's agenda. Why are you here? What's your purpose? But when life seemed to get you down, when life seemed to come at you, when you think, I just don't know what to do. God, where are you? I hear so many clients say something. God, where are you? God, did you hear me crying? Oh, Lord. And Lord knows I've done my share of that.
Oh,
you know, I get all that be crying. And then I go, God, I'm sorry. Because then I feel embarrassed because he said, fear not. And you know when you're crying and you're acting out, that's not in faith. That's the devil just playing with you. And he sit back laughing at you, something, because what happened is you say, like, look at her. God ain't hearing that. But when you calm down, it's in that calmness that God will move. He never moves when there's action. He moves. That's why I said, be still. He moves.
Because God
in
does
the calm.
Not react. He responds.
There you go. That's good. He doesn't react. He responds.
Yes.
But he can't respond when there's action, because there's no faith. And like you said earlier, faith and fear cannot live in the same place. So you got to get in faith, and faith will take you where you need to go.
You're going to be a big girl when you're truly standing in faith. You're going to be a big girl when you're truly standing in faith.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're going to have our moments. But when you have those moments, get up from the moments. Do what you're going to do. Allow yourself to feel it. Because if you can feel it, you can get to the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like you say, apologize and say, and just keep moving forward, because that's all God wants us to do. He tells us that forgetting those things are behind and looking forward to the call. And so you can't look forward to the call if you're still looking back and worried about what happened from the past. And so you just have to get up, dust yourself off and keep moving forward. And that's in the faith movement. And it's not easy, audience. We know it's not easy. I promise you. We kick and scream. I say it loud. I say it on Friday. I feel like just laying on the floor and just doing a little tantrum. But, you know, I don't know how that would have worked for me, but that's how I was feeling in the moment. But then I got by it. I got through it, and we just kept moving forward and doing what we need to do. And yesterday we went to the prison, and Thursday we went to the prison. And despite the fact that we still haven't gotten a yes, we're still moving as though we have a yes. So even when it's not working, we know that it's working for the good. And so however this thing play out, we know that it's working because we're doing our due diligence. You know, and it may not be in this particular prison, but guess what? We're doing it as though it is because we keep moving forward despite the wait, despite the holdup. We just keep putting things in place for when God allows it to happen. Because it's not our timing. It's his timing, and it's his place, and we will end up right where he would have us to be. And so we just got to know that we got to just keep moving forward, audience, no matter what's going down, no matter how crazy it looks, because it's looking pretty crazy, and you just have to cast down those negative thoughts and just trust God because he asks us to do that. And it's so simple. It's so simple that we don't even know it. And when we know it, but we don't know it. So does that make sense?
Yes.
Because you know what the word says, but in those moments when you're tempted to fall apart, that's when it's really, really, you have to remind yourself, if God has called you to it, he's going to get you through it. And and audience, if I can't say nothing else about today's topic, just know God is real. And when you show up in church and he hits on the same topic a same topic that you're dealing with, you know that message was just for you, just to remind you, I know where you are, baby. I know where you are. Just keep moving forward. Just trust in me because I'm real. Do that make sense, Dr. Fletcher?
Yeah, yeah.
He's so real that he reminds us and he sends people in our path and he sends the messages to just let us know, I know where you are. You don't have to fear.
Mm-hmm.
Only believe. Just believe.
Mm.
I got you, boo.
Mm.
I got you.
That's the word. That word.
Man, I tell you, that's good right there. Because I know when I used to get up and watch TBN, every pastor would say the same thing. You know what I mean? Just like everybody
needed that confirmation.
Right, right. The thing that you need confirmation on that. And just think how many people listening to TBN around the world. And he answers everybody.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, there's so many have the same situation, but there's so many others that don't. But there's Creflo. I used to listen to Prince, some of T.D. Jakes, Copeland, you name it. You know, you go on and on and on, and you just go. And they're all talking about
whatever the situation is.
And you say, wow. Man, that was what I needed this morning. Like, God didn't know.
God is all
you know, like, you know, God didn't know that's what you need. And you like, shocked. I tell you, the word was for me today. Yeah, because you were waiting, and God can't talk to you except through a body.
Mm-hmm.
He has to use somebody to talk to. And so the same way he used us this morning, we are talking because God is using us to talk to somebody.
Amen.
Somebody's out here hearing the message. Somebody is being blessed, and they said, wow, that message was just for me because I was thinking it's not working.
Yeah.
I was thinking that God didn't hear me. I was thinking that God left me. God, where are you? How many people say that?
Absolutely.
God, where are you? How you dare you ask him where he is? He's with you.
Yeah.
He created you. He's inside of you. God, where are you? God, why didn't you answer my prayer? Lord knows I do it. I was in there this morning. Lord, you know where I'm at now, right? Okay, so you know what's going on, right? What a dumb question. Of course he knows. But he allowed, that's why we have Jesus. Because he knows whenever there's a slight doubt, whenever there's a question mark, and he knew we would have them, there's nothing happening now. He knew we'd be sitting at this table this time, even before we were born, from the beginning of time. Nothing is strange to him. So he knew that
the enemy would place those thoughts in our mind. Those words didn't come from God. Those words came from a thought that God, the devil filtrated through my mind. Don't seem like he's moved for you yet. So then you come out with the stupid stuff out of your mouth. See, that's what he wants you to do.
But
God,
where
are you?
Let me give you, audience, if you don't get anything else today, let me just give you this. Anytime you're tempted to say something silly out your mouth, simply say, only believe. Only believe. When you are tempted to say that negative thing, I tell myself all the time, only believe. Fear not, only believe. Fear not, only believe. And I will not bring something silly out of my mouth about my future when the enemy put those doubts in my mind. I simply say, fear not, only believe.
Mm.
Because that's all God asks us to do. Believe. Just believe. And because I'm a believer, I just have to believe that he is going to, I'm going to end up right where he wants me to be. It may not look the way I want it to look. It may not smell the way I want it to smell, but he is going to get me there. And if I happen to transition prior to getting there, I did everything I could to get there. And so the blessing's even bigger because I am a believer.
And the thing of it is, you did get there, because there is wherever he said there is.
Come on now.
And there is where he said there is. There is not what we say.
Absolutely. Because we think it's supposed to be a certain way. We think it's supposed to look a certain way. We think we're supposed to end up in a certain place. But he knows where we're supposed to end up.
And that's there.
That's there. Wherever his there is for us, that's where we will be. And it's okay.
Yeah.
So, ladies and daughters and mothers, when you are tempted to believe that it is not working, you got to know without a shadow of the doubt that our daddy sits high, and he knows and he sees and he hears everything that comes out of your mouth. So do not allow the enemy to steal what God has put in your heart, because he will get you there. He will get you there, because his there is where you're supposed to be. That's my take on it, Dr. Fletcher. I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Oh, now there you are. Think about it. You are right where you're supposed to be. This is good this morning, because we look back at it and, I said, Lord, I picked up and I came. You told me to come. I came, and we did. And when we got off track a little bit, the Lord told Cynthia, woke her up, told me the same morning, what are you doing? You get back on your track.
Absolutely.
Get back on your track.
Absolutely.
Because, see, we were looking at something else, another possibility of something. God, get back on. And since we got back on the track, we didn't talk about that thing either, did we?
Had not
crossed our mind,
absolutely,
the person or the thing,
absolutely,
because God is like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I sent you here for a purpose. Get back on track. And then when Cynthia got up that morning, she came out, she said, Daddy woke me up and said, get back on track. I said, well, he told me the same thing. So we knew we was off track, but it just hit me.
Mm-hmm.
We have not mentioned that situation. We have not mentioned the person, the possibility, none of that. We got back on track, and we have just, it was just amazing to see those ladies come and fill out those applications
and do the assessments.
We had the applications prior to. But do the assessments and the excitement in their heart to know that they're going to get a college degree and that they have a plan of action. That when they walk out of that prison, they know where they're going. They're going to have a 3-year plan in their hand. I'm telling you, our life changed. Just sitting there watching them last night, I was looking at them as they were filling up applications, and I was just saying, thank you, God.
This is real.
They know. Somebody care. And the good thing about it, just to tell you a little bit, God asked us to open up a college in the prison. And it's different. A lot of times people say, well, what's so different about that? They got colleges all over the place, those naysayers, because, people,
we got naysayers.
But what's different is God told us to do it. That's the difference. And he told us what he wanted us to do. So as we're putting this thing together, we're going back and forth. And even yesterday, when it seemed like we had a confusion of thought, and then Cynthia had to leave, And I was sitting here, and then God said, now go write this down. I came back and write it on the board. My sister came back, but God had already shown us this is it. He gave us what? Wisdom and understanding every step of the way. So this is an exciting journey. But to see them, the ladies, they are smiling and they're looking. And
they're excited about the possibilities of doing this school thing. And then the greatest thing that God gave us to take all of their credits, Dr. Fletcher, and you kept saying that, we're not going to take anything from them.
Yeah.
We're going to pick up right where, you know, you can't pick up where you left off, but in this situation right here, you give them their credit so they can feel good about the past errors of their mistakes.
Right.
And so when you allow them to continue where they left off with regards to college, that's saying, okay, everything I've done in the past is not in vain.
Right.
I can continue my college and get my degree in order to move forward in life. And that's all we're supposed to be doing is moving forward.
Right.
And when you look at that situation now, because we've been talking about you can't go back. You can't go back, but you can move forward in the moment of where you pick up.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we can do. They can move forward in the moment where they're going to pick up.
Well, see, this is why when we were talking about this and audience, what we were saying is that, you know, traditional schools, you have a certain amount of credits, and they'll decide what they're going to take and what they're not going to take. And really, it's a money thing. God didn't tell us to do that. And then on my heart, he said, help them, don't hurt them. So by you being a traditional professor,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the first thing that comes to your mind is
we can only take
so many credits. And I said, no, we're going to give them everything. Because they've sat there. We got their transcripts in our hand. We see that they went through the class, and it's a viable school. And so why not take it? Because it would be like a slap in the face, and they'll get discouraged. We told those ladies, whatever you have on your transcript, that's what we take. So they don't lose anything. You should see, they was like, what? Oh, right. You know, so that's the energy pump right there.
Yeah.
The energy pump is that I'm not losing anything.
Right.
Because a lot of times when you want to go back to school, you know you done a lot of work, and you know you're not going to get credit for it. And you say, why even try? I got to start all over again.
Yeah.
They're not starting all over again. They're just going to take what they have and move forward.
Yeah.
So now, in a year, they're going to graduate with AAs and BSs because some of them have a lot of credit. Very smart women in there.
Absolutely.
They're very smart.
Absolutely.
Very intelligent artists, you name it. And you know, just think, one mistake. But, like I said, when they thought, they were thinking that it wasn't working, God came in and show them that it's working, because
Absolutely.
That's the thing that they need. Education is the key.
Absolutely.
You have got to have education. You may not say, you know, somebody would say, well, you know, I don't want to go back to school and I don't need a degree, but you got to educate yourself in something. You got to have something that you read, something that you're growing from. Education, you may not go get the piece of paper, but you better be reading something. You better be growing in some area, because otherwise you're going to die and you'll be stale and you won't be able to move and grow and do what God wants you to do, because you don't have the sense enough to get the wisdom. You got to have wisdom,
Absolutely.
And wisdom will tell you what. You've got to study to make yourself worthy
Absolutely.
In what everything that you do.
And God tells us in Scripture, Dr. Fletcher, that we are to study to show ourselves approved. And a lot of those ladies been down 10, 15, 7 years. So guess what? They've missed a lot of the world as to with regards to learning and growing developmentally. And so oftentimes people are in jail because they stopped developing the personal development.
Mm-hmm.
And so my thing is, I don't care if it's self-study. You better be studying something so you can keep up with the world because you're going to be left behind.
Grow your business. And can you imagine them being out of connection, not having to know how to work a computer,
Absolutely.
How to get back up in the
Absolutely.
Social life. So now, not only what we're doing with them, we're talking about spiritual, we're talking about their mental, we're talking about employment, and we're talking about clemency.
Absolutely.
And helping that clemency piece is key. That is to help them get their life back. That means after a few years, you do get out, you stay straight. We got a lady that's going to come in, CC's going to teach them how to apply to get your life back.
And most people don't know that. They just go forever not being able to vote, not be feeling like, you know, I'm a secondhand citizen. You can get your life back. So that's what we call the total restoration package. And that's what God told us to do. And that's what makes us different. Because God said, it's not about the money. I take care of the program. As long as breath in my body, breath in Cynthia's body, and our legs can move, our mouth can talk, we're going to do what God asked us to do. And that's it. So that's the journey that we're on. And what I tell them, and last night I saw one lady, I just want to mention this one lady that I hadn't seen her, you know, when I went home, took care of Dad, and she was still there. She is on 8 days out. Eight days, she said, Dr. Fletcher, how you doing? She wasn't, because I didn't see her the last time. And I thought, oh, my God. I said, how are you? You still here? She said, yes. She said, I have 8 days, and I'm nervous, scared. I'm excited. But she's signing up for the class because it is a correspondent class, so they will be able to correspond, and even when they leave, they will still be able to do their work. And God just designed this thing because he is so tired of them going out and not having that peace of mind and the connections and end up coming back. Yeah. And not only coming back, many women that we've dealt with, and especially Cindy, they go out and they don't know what to do, and they die. They say, well, I just want some coke for one more time, just one more time, and that one more time, and we've seen them 2 weeks dead.
Yeah.
Because what? You've gone 15 years in prison. There was no structure, no one there. We are not there when they go out in the prison only. We are there when they go out, and it's a 3-year program outside so that we can follow them, monitor them, and help them. So they don't have to feel that I'm out here and nobody cares about me. Because, you know, people talk about you when you go to prison. I mean, they talk about you if you do say the wrong thing. But you go to prison, oh, you can't, you ain't nobody, you know. We don't want you with
constant
us.
Constant reminder.
Yeah, constant reminder of one mistake that you made.
Yeah.
Because they're very, very smart women.
Absolutely.
Very, very smart. Made one mistake.
Yeah.
One mistake, and it changed their lives.
Absolutely.
So, audience, again, back to our topic. If it seems like it's not working, if you are a child of God, think about this. Now, this is what I want you to get. You're saved. You're a doer of the word. You've been accepted in the kingdom. Then if you ask God, he's going to do it. You love him. He loves you. He's going to do it. When it seems like it's not working, put a comma behind that. But it is. It is working. Hold on to that. And then go to Mark 11:22, my favorite. Have faith in God. You got to have faith in God. 23, he said you could say to any mouth and be thy removed and believe it into your heart. Mark 11:23. And it will be removed. 24, he said you could ask anything and not doubt it in your heart, and it would happen. See, he keeps saying the same thing over and over and over and over again. But the one thing that will keep you going is to have faith in God, and everything else will work itself out. Everything else will work itself out.
Absolutely.
So that's our show for today. I want you to know that no matter where you are in your life, don't let the enemy scare you. That's his job, to tempt you, to be in the state of fear. But you got to know that you're a child of God. And if you say, well, Dr. Fletcher, I don't know if I'm a child of God. All you got to do is go to God, ask him to forgive you for your sin, and tell him, I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I accept him as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you sent him here to save us. And I believe that he died for our sins and that you rose him to heaven to sit on the right hand. You know, there's no perfect way to do this. People say it all kind of ways. But you just got to say, I want you to come and live. Jesus, I want you to come live in my heart. Give that invitation. Invite him in, and I guarantee you your life will start changing. Things will start happening. You won't even think the way that you used to think. You'll stop saying the things you used to say. You'll just, the transition will take place. And before you know it, you'll be by yourself, and you'll be spending time with the Lord, because then all the people that was in your life don't really matter anymore, because you love them, but you love them from afar. But the main purpose and the person in your life will be Jesus, and everything else will work itself out.
Absolutely.
You've got to do that.
And please study to show yourself approved.
Go to the Bible and just open it up and read. Open it up and read, and God will speak to you. And listen to the people that are around you. You can tell when it's God, and you can tell when it's the enemy. If it's foolishness, it's not of God. But God will send someone to help you along your way. You can join us every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock from 10 to 11. We try to do our part, and hopefully the Lord will use us to say something to you that will change your life forever. Thank you for listening. I want to say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
That's our show. Bless you.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show.